how do I optimize an established business? One easy peasy way would be to, you're gonna need at least $6 million in your bank account to retire on in 15 to 20 years time. Most people are going to be completely screwed. Don't be that person dead at the wheel. Go and get educated, especially when it comes to creating wealth for your future. If you're looking to acquire a whole range of symbiotic businesses, one of the questions might be, should I rebrand the other businesses so it all comes under one brand? And the answer to that is,
I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way.
Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. For this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how to maximize your exit price when you sell. And I've talked about this a lot actually, and that is about how to, I guess, either start an Amazon-based business, for example, or buy an existing Amazon or e-com business. And then what are the opportunities then to grow that business and ultimately sell, okay? I think for most people, they do want to sell the business because you can take a lot of chips off the table. It might be, for example, in the $1 million to $5 million range, mostly, okay? And there was a bit of key information that came my way just this week. And I thought, geez, this is something that I have to share. So let me give you the context first about how you may start and grow a business and what are the opportunities first. And then I'll talk about how you can maximize your sale price. So let's just say that there's two pathways in the very beginning, whether it be Amazon or e-commerce, and it's either you start a product from scratch or you, it's a product and brand from scratch, or you buy an existing brand with products, okay? There's the two pathways we're gonna talk about. Now, if you buy an established business, then guess what? You're gonna truncate the time, because when you start a brand new business, it's gonna take time. If we talk about Amazon for a second, it's gonna take time to obviously develop the product, come up with the brand name, do the trademarking and the barcoding, and establish the supply relationships and get all the pricing all done, building marketing, building social media pages and websites, things like this, right? You have to do all of that. And then you have to dial it in, because just because you start your own brand on a product doesn't even mean that it's gonna be successful and importantly profitable, right? Because success is gonna come from profit. So you do not even know if that's going to be a bet, if that's gonna happen for you, okay? But when you buy an established business, you've already got all the things that I just mentioned are done. The branding's done, the trademarks are done, the social media sites are already done, the supply relationships have already been established, the pricing's there. And you can then look at the P&Ls, which is profit and loss statements, and know, is this business making money or not? And of course, you would only buy the business if it's making a profit, right? So that's the advantage to buying established, shortening the time. Because if you start from scratch, it may take you 2, 3, 4, 5 years to maybe get up to the same level as if you were to buy a business that's already been trading for 5 years, right? You're shortening the time. And that could be also a key for you to get out of your 9-to-5 job. Maybe you want to get out sooner. So if you can buy a business that's already proven, that's the other thing, it's proven and established that it is profitable, you could break out of the 9-to-5 immediately and start drawing an income out of the profit that the business is making. So I hope that makes sense. And the other key thing I forgot to mention was that when you're buying the established Amazon-based business, it comes with all the reviews as well. Now, the stats are that only 2 or 3% out of 100, right? 2 or 3% of sales, 2 or 3% of sales get reviews. Now, you can imagine that's a very, very slow process now to build up reviews. So if you could buy a brand with products that already have 1,000, 5,000 reviews, wow, that's powerful stuff. because you've already got that in locked in, right? You can't take them away, okay? And so immediately, let's just say that buying a business is what you think is the winner for the reasons I've just said. And you can come up with the money, whether you go and buy, you go to the bank and get the money, where you get it from the mortgage, you draw it down out of your mortgage. There's a whole, you get investors. There's a whole range of ways to get the money. But let's just say that's what you've decided to do. You're going to buy an established business. Now it's a case of how do I optimize that business? Because we don't really just want to buy it and just draw the income and the profit that it's already making. We'd like to increase the income and the profit, right? So how do we do that? One easy peasy way would be to add a new product line. That would be simple. So if it's a business that's selling yoga mats, it might be just adding a new type of yoga mat. It might be a different type of material. It might be a different color, you know, because colors come and go in fads. And, you know, you might decide that the new teal is highly desirable right now. So you just open up a new teal line. So you've already got the branding and you've got the relationships already done. You just have to put it in order for teal. So that might be a way. But even bigger than that, is particularly if you buy an American-based, USA-based business, most of those businesses are not on any other platform outside of the USA, right? Because most Americans, as I've said before, think the world revolves around America, right? They don't know there's other parts of the world. And they're probably making all right money for them. They're like, oh, you know, why would I bother sending it to, you know, some other random country like Australia or the UK or, to a lesser degree, Canada and Mexico, I'm just going to stick to the USA, right? So the opportunity, the simple opportunity is open up an account in the UK, an Amazon account in the UK, and now just send your stock over to the UK. And what most people don't know about is that the reviews that you have on your USA listing transfer and are visible to the UK listing. Right, so you're not starting from zero on the review. So automatically, you've got instant trust with the customers who are going to see that listing, and you start making sales straight away. So that's one easy way. And so then, let's say you've gone down this path. You've maybe got an Amazon in USA. You've gone to Canada, Mexico, UK, Australia. And these are all the pathways that I've taken myself. So it can be done. It's quite easy. It's easy once you know how, but. The other thing you might then decide to do is let's get a business that, and let's say for example, it is a yoga based business. Yoga mats is your business. You want to find another business that is symbiotic to that business that would complement the yoga mat business. And you start thinking, what else do yoga people buy? Now it might be supplements. Okay, so if you could find either an e-commerce or Amazon-based supplement business, and you're thinking, okay, and again, it's going to be a profitable business that you can just buy and start leveraging. And of course, if it's just based in the UK, in the USA, boom, what are you going to do? You're going to start opening up in other territories around the world. Okay, but here's the next thing, which is what most people don't think about. Which is that you've now got two symbiotic businesses. They both complement each other. You can now start marketing the supplement business to your yoga mat customers. And you can also sell your yoga mat products to your supplement customers. Now, what's that going to do? It's going to reduce your ad spend, okay, significantly. Because you would, as a rule of thumb, anywhere from 20 to 30%, you're going to traditionally spend on advertising to get customers, okay? Now, if you could halve that even, just halve that cost, that could be a hit to your bottom line, an increase to your bottom line in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that is the power of buying a symbiotic business that complements your yoga mat business. And then it would be, okay, you've done that one. What's the next thing? Maybe it's water bottles, you know, the sports water bottles. right now it's, you know, those Stanley brands. My wife's got one. My daughters have got this Stanley brand, and it's, and it, they're crazy prices. But yoga people, it turns out, love water bottles. So you go find a water bottle based business that you can now cross sell to your yoga mat people and, of course, your supplement people. Yeah, again, you're going to save on ad spend. And so by each business you buy reducing the ad spend, you're now adding potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars to the bottom line for each business, okay? And let's just fast forward and say that you can acquire, and they often call this type of system a roll-up, okay? But it's also like an acquisition as well, right? You're going to acquire other businesses that are going to complement your existing business. So imagine you've got five businesses that are all working together. They all complement each other. And you've just increased the bottom line, even if it was just $100,000 per business, there's now $500,000 added to your bottom line. And so where does this come in to, where does this come in to the exit? Okay, let's go back to the beginning. You've got a business that's just the yoga mat business. Traditionally speaking, depending on a couple of factors, but just rounded numbers, you're probably going to get a 3x on that business. What does that mean? Let's say it's earning $100,000 a year. That's $100,000 profit, and 100,000 times 3 is 300,000. So that now becomes the valuation of the business. It's that plus stop. And let's say you get another business. You've got now your supplement business. And now that one on its own was generating $100,000 in profit. And that business is worth $300,000. And as you start growing it out, now it's going to get to a point though where if you've now saved on the ad spend and the ad spend is added to your bottom line, and I did say in the scenario, it increased your bottom line by 100. So now each one in this scenario is earning $200,000 each. So now 200,000 times 5 is $1,000,000. On its own, the yoga mat business was a 3x multiple valued at 300,000. Okay. As you started adding the other businesses, the profit increased. So the amount of the profit increased. So therefore, even that times 3 would be more. But here's the key part. As you grow out the businesses and you can get it to a point of doing over 8 figures a year, it then increases the multiple. And I'm not talking just from like a 3x to a 4x. I'm talking from a 3x to upwards maybe 7 or 8x. Okay. That is massive. So that means that you've just increased all your 5 businesses from $100,000 to $200,000 in profit, but the multiple, because you're now going to have 5 times 200, it's $1,000,000, the multiple normally would be $3 million exit. But because you've got a whole package of businesses together, it can take the multiple now to, even if it was 6 times, we're now talking $6 million. As opposed to the $3 million. And so that, guys, is the power of the multiple and building in these symbiotic businesses, which will ultimately help you in your exit. Turns out that the guys who buy these rolled up businesses, they are actually looking for businesses that do more revenue, because we can easily fall into this trap thinking, oh, well, if it's a small business, you know, it's doing $100,000 a year in profit, oh, that'll be easy to sell because it's cheap, because you'd only sell for $300,000, let's say. It's actually not the case. There's people out there, companies, VCs, venture capitalists, who want to buy these higher turnover, higher profitable type businesses, and that's why they're willing to pay more for it, like the 6, 7, 8 times multiples, okay? It's the same amount of work for these guys, whether they're buying a business that's making $1 million or a business that's making $50 million. Same amount of work, just different zeros, okay? And so that's the power. So now when you're thinking about starting up your own business, whether you're starting or buying, think about the end goal now. Okay. Think about a business that I could, that you could get into that could easily then attract other types of businesses. So again, you buy the yoga mats business. What else complements that? The sports bottles, the supplements. It could even be gym equipment. Gym clothing could be another one, right? So think about in your particular niche how you can sort of create. Now, let's relate it exactly to what I'm doing. I'm already in the healthcare space. I've already started adding things to my Shopify store, which are other brands, okay? So I'm fitting out my shop. I don't own those businesses. I just simply buy the stock from them and then stock it and sell it to my customers. So that's, in a very small way, I guess, an expansion of my product range, another symbiotic product, for example. But let's take things even further. And this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, because I talk about it so much, but I've never actually done it. The reason why I've never done it, I've been so busy with my existing business doing eight figures. It just took up a lot of time, okay? But because I've now moved into the mentoring space, I really want to give back more value to you. And so that's why now I'm committed to going and finding another symbiotic business to add to my repertoire. Thinking about perhaps I exit in the future, but more importantly, aside from that, is showing you the pathway of documenting the journey of me actually buying this other business, okay? Giving you all the tips and tricks, all the learnings that I get, because what I'm not afraid of is operating the business. That's what I do all day, every day, and grow my existing business. I've done it for years now. So that's not daunting to me. All the things I talk about with expanding into other products, going into other markets, other countries, other platforms. I've done all that, right? Second nature to me. So all I have to do now is actually go and find the time to go and buy the other business. Now, that has also been a stumbling block for me in the past too, which has been, I'm just so busy with my existing business. Now, having done nearly $50 million, I don't have time to worry about some other symbiotic business, right? But now, because I really want to document this journey for you so I can add more value to you, and I think you'll find it really, really interesting. And so when we talk about time, it's not because I've really just all of a sudden got more time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to shortcut the time. And luckily for you guys, I know some people who are in the buying and selling business niche, right? So I'm going to tap on their shoulder and say, hey, look, I'm going to now give them a commission to go and find me the exact type of business that I'm looking for. I'm gonna document this whole process for you so that when you're ready to go and do it, you can simply follow the footsteps that I've already taken. And it'll certainly be very interesting, and at the very least, to see if I decide to maybe I look at a $100 million exit or something, who knows. But let me know, guys, in the comments, what type of business that you'd actually like to see. I mean, for me, I think it's a healthcare business, but it's a healthcare related business, but what do you think would also be related to healthcare? Maybe it's something that I'm not even thinking of. Let me know in the comments. I'll be interested to know what you guys think about it. So guys, if you want to see this whole journey documented, I'm only going to be providing the granular, in-depth knowledge in my community. If you want to be a part of that, you just have to click on the link around this video. Come and join the community. It's only $49 US a month. You get to speak with me once a month at the very least, through our monthly Q&As, and also a whole bunch of information in there regarding how you can grow your business to eight figures and beyond, as well as starting up your very own Amazon business if that's something that you want to do. Sometimes when you're going into starting up an Amazon business, you can fall into the trap of following a particular set of guidelines, and you're trying to make a particular product fit exactly in every single box, right? So it must be unique, has to have the right price point, maybe it's recurring, maybe it has a least barriers to entry, maybe it's easier to manufacture, right? Something like that. And so you're going through and you're ticking all the boxes and you try and force this product into match every single box. But what I want to tell you is that you might find a product that doesn't hit every type of metric that perhaps a course that you're doing right now, not my course, but some other course, is telling you to do. And I saw this the other day with a friend of mine who's doing something in the Amazon space. And the mistake he made was that he was told that, you know, you need to get your product on Amazon Australia, because if you do, it's going to be at the top of the list. Now, here was the problem though. Amazon Australia is such a small market that no one was going to Amazon to look for this product, okay? And I don't want to share the exact product, but I'll tell you it was in the boating niche, okay? And turns out that people who are in the boating industry, you know, rather recreationally, right, they don't go to Amazon to buy their stuff. They go down to BCF, or they go to Bunnings, or they go to like a specialty boating store. And so my point here is that you have to get the right product and then find the right platform to sell it into, okay? Now, if he had taken this product to the USA, completely different, because it turns out people buy boating products off Amazon in USA, but that's because Amazon has been around for so long that people are indoctrinated into buying from Amazon. So just remember, not every single product in Australia is going to fit into the Australian Amazon marketplace, especially when there's no other products there. There's probably a reason why there's no other products there, right? Because no one's going there. One of my private mentoring clients the other day said to me during our meeting, as I was explaining to him about wealth creation, he said, "Matthew, most people out there in the world are fucked." Yeah, they are. Because once we looked at the numbers, and the stats are right now, the numbers are that you're going to need at least $6 million in your bank account to retire on in 15 to 20 years' time. That's going to be average. You have to have a basic income. Most people are going to be completely screwed. They will not have that type of money. And I said back to my client, "But that's not going to be you. Because you, although you're not there yet, you are the one who's taking action now." Right, you're here tonight on a Wednesday night talking to me about how you're going to map out, plan your wealth creation, right? He's the one that's taken the risk, taken the incentive to go out and do something where everyone else around him is dead at the wheel. Don't be that person dead at the wheel, right? Go and get educated, especially when it comes to creating wealth for your future. So if you're looking to acquire a whole range of symbiotic businesses, one of the questions might be, should I rebrand the other businesses so it all comes under one brand? And the answer to that is absolutely not, right? You do not want to do that, because like I mentioned before, you're buying these businesses as they are, with the existing branding, with the social media accounts, with the trademarks, with the patents potentially, and they're going to all come with that business. You don't want to now strip away all of that intellectual IP that you've just now purchased just so you can change it to a different brand, right? That would be a big no-no. All right, guys, hope you've enjoyed that episode, and I really look forward to you growing your business, and perhaps you will also exit for $100 million in the future as well. But if you're someone that actually already has a business that has also bought symbiotic businesses, let me know in the comments. I'd love to know what you're doing. All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.